for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2008 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday afternoon, May the 24th, 2008. Carla Batod is the speaker of the service teaching on grave clothes. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
That lives in our outer court. And Jesus wants it out because it's defiling the temple. Let's see. Okay, let me look at Matthew 10, 5, and 6. Don't go there yet because I'm not real sure why I had that written there. Okay, turn there. Matthew 10, 5, and 6. This is another proof that deliverance is needed, and Jesus brought it to his people, God's people. These 12 Jesus sent forth, the disciples. He says, "Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And do what? As you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely ye have received, freely give." I made a statement one time to somebody. I said, the disciples had to be delivered. And, oh, that was blasphemous. And I said, well, he tells them to go and do these things and said, freely you have received. Did they not receive deliverance? You can't do it. You can't give anything that you haven't received. So freely you have received, freely give. That's why we need to be here. So we can freely receive so that we can freely give. I had a lady call me one time. This was God that came out of my mouth and taught me something. She said she was into deliverance and she really wanted her daughter delivered of the Jezebel spirit. And mother was a Jezebel. And, you know, she was learning about deliverance, and she wanted to, you know, deliver. She wanted to cast this demon out. And she called me up, and she said, Carla, I just don't know. What am I doing wrong? She said, I have done it away from her. I even did it to her face, and she got right back in my face. And I said, well, Beelzebub can't cast out Beelzebub. And I went, Lord, don't let her think I just called her Beelzebub. But she said, are you calling me Beelzebub? I said, no, but what I mean by that, now that God threw it out of my mouth, is that if a person, not you, if a person has a particular spirit, they can't cast it out of somebody else. That's what that means. Beelzebub, the devil can't cast out Beelzebub. That's why Jesus said, if a house be divided, it won't stand. Okay, so that's a good point right there, that he says, I'm not sending you out to the people that are godless. I'm sending you out to the people that have God, that belong to God, and they need these things. Okay, Jesus was never polite to the devil. Wherever he went, demons cried out, and he would address them right there. Just come out of her. Come out of her and be quiet. Be quiet and come out of her, you know. And it would come out. See, we make it too scientific, too formulated. Jesus, man, when he saw it, he just dealt with it. And one day, God showed me that I was too polite to the devil. We had this situation at the house. Our son was not living with us anymore, but he would come to the house to get clothes or whatever. And we had told him not to come to the house and especially to bring anybody with him after a certain time at night. Because we were, you know, winding down, getting ready for bed, taking our showers, sitting around in our comfies, and we didn't want people in the house. So I hear a car drive up. I just turned off the TV, fixed the coffee pot, we're fixing to go to bed, and I hear a car drive up. I said, did I hear somebody drive up? Mike goes out, and he said, it's Kyle, and he's got somebody with him, and he wants to know, can she come and wait in the house while he takes a shower? Well, don't you know the answer to that question? Didn't we have an agreement that he comes in and wants to know if this girl can come in and wait in the house? And I'm going, no. I mean, yes. No. But before I could even get anything out, in walks my son and this person that is probably high on drugs. I mean, I don't even know if she saw us wearing all black and, you know, scary looking. Scary looking. Well, so there it was, and so she waited in the house. She gets a phone call, and she's having a knockdown, drag-out fight on her cell phone with profanity and everything. And I'm just sitting there looking at Mike, and I'm saying, does this not disturb your peace? He said, yes, this disturbs my peace. I was so angry that it was in my house, that this spirit was in my house. So they left. I went to bed. I got up early the next morning to have my prayer time. And I was thinking about that situation. And I'm this way. If something happens, I'm going to have a plan the next time. This is not happening twice. So I'm sitting there thinking, Lord, how could I have handled this differently? And he said, you know what? You are too polite to the devil. I said, what? He said, you're going to have to stop being polite to the devil. And I said, okay. So I'm thinking, how would I? Okay, he's just told me I was too polite to the devil. What should I have done? So now I have a plan. You know, and when he brought her in, hi, Mom, this is so-and-so. And I'm going, nice to meet you. And I don't like to be that way. I mean, you know. And he confronted me later. He says, I don't know how you can go up to that camp and you're so sweet to everybody and you want to help people, but you don't want to help anybody I bring. I said, Kyle, excuse me. The people that I am there to help are there for help. The people that you bring here are not looking for help. They're looking for drugs and my stuff. They're looking for what they can steal. And they're taking inventory, you know, of your dad's tools and things. So, you know, I nip that in the bud. But this is how you're not polite to the devil. Hi, I could have been, if I had known to do this, I could have been kind. Hi, Julie, it's nice to meet you. But, you know, Kyle has been told not to bring people to the house after a certain time. And I'm very sorry he put you in this position, but you'll have to wait in the car. See? There's a way to do it. It's just, when I get caught off guard, it doesn't come to me. But that's the way you don't. And listen, we need to stop being polite to the devil because he's rude. He's rude. And he is out to destroy you. He hates you. He is so bold, he comes right into services sometimes and disrupts the whole thing. And nobody does anything. I am. I told Mike, uh-oh. Because I don't know what might, I may have to just walk out of the building because I don't have the authority to do it. But I am sick of being polite to the devil. That's what he likes to do, is come in and disrupt services so that you won't get the word. That's what he wants to do. Steal the word. My little grandbaby was on the porch one day picking flowers off of a vine. And she was getting such joy bringing me the flowers. And it was okay for a little while. But I didn't want her to pick all the flowers off the vine. And I said, okay, Grammy doesn't want any more flowers. This is so beautiful. And she just looks at me and she's inching her way over to the vine. And I was sitting in the swing and I was looking for something to distract her. Oh, look, Grammy has a book. Come over here and let Grammy read you this book. And I remembered, I'm trying to distract the devil. I don't think so. I just pointed at her and I said, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of rebellion, I command you to go. You're not going to live in my grandbaby. And the minute I pointed my finger at her, she stood up like that. And then when I got through, she said, amen. So you see, we need to deal with the devil when he shows up. Let's stop trying to distract the devil and pamper him. Okay, a while ago when I said that the people could not go in to be healed, there are spirits that cause infirmities. And Jesus, when he met the lady that had been bent over for 18 years, it says in the Word, when she approached, a woman came who had a spirit of infirmity. A spirit of infirmity. Let's look at that. If I wrote it down. I don't think I wrote the scripture down. Do you know where that is, Dr. Null?
Luke 13.
Thank you. I'm so glad you stayed. Verse 10. Seeing those spirits travel down the bloodline. See, you might be suffering something, and it actually is a spirit. And you can't get rid of it by medicating it. You need to deal with the spirit and then get rid of the illness, like Jesus did. Verse 10, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no way lift herself up. That was the manifestation. See, you look at the fruit to find out what the seed is. The fruit was she was bowed over. That was the manifestation. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. He could have just as well said, you spirit of infirmity, I command you to go. And it would have left. Then it says in 13, and he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. So see, some of these illnesses that are in your body are spirits that have come from way back in your bloodline. The Syrophoenician woman, look at Matthew 15. And there's a double thing right here that I want to point out. 15, and I hope it's verse 1 because I don't have the verse, but I'll find it. Verse 21. Then Jesus went from there and departed into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same borders and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a demon. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Is this the same lady, the Syrophoenician? Okay, because it says Canaan in this story. But Jesus was just totally ignoring her. Because, see, he was sent to the children of Israel. She was not a child of Israel. So he just kind of bypassed her. Then she came and worshipped him. And that word worship, it means put herself in a posture of submission to him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not right to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. She was asking him to cast this demon out of her daughter. And he said, it's not right to take what belongs to the children and give it to those that are not the children. So you see, deliverance is for the church. It's for us. Even though we're saved, we need it. And Jesus came for that purpose, to destroy the works of the enemy. Anyway, she kept on and kept on, and he admired her faith, and he healed her daughter. Okay. Let's see, I can skip that. We've already done that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are, sometimes spirits can keep someone from being saved. You can have a spirit of Antichrist that's been in the family. Suppose your ancestors belonged to a church, a cult, a church that doesn't believe in, well, let's just say a Mormon or some of the other churches that don't believe in the deity of Jesus Christ. So there would be a spirit of Antichrist there, a deceptive spirit. And so that can come down through the family line. There are also clubs and lodges and fraternities and sororities and scouting. You know, it's like sometimes you can, we can really get offensive. But Jesus said offenses must come. And he who is not offended in me is blessed. These things are the truth. And when you belong to a club, I'll tell you, if you were in anything that you have to repeat a vow or an oath in secret, and there's this secret ceremony or an initiation that takes place, and you're doing all this weird stuff, you better know that you have linked up with the spirit of Antichrist. I know Eagle Scouts, but there are Indian spirits, serious Indian curses that they participate in little ceremonies, actually calling on real names of Indian spirits. And it's all done in fun. It's neat. It's interesting. But their demons are just coming into these kids. The order of the arrow, the chief has spoken. Yes. Now, spirits come and speak to you. Seances. You know, when you were a kid, you went to a slumber party and, hey, seances are fun, you think. But here comes spirits. Necromancy. All kinds of things that we have picked up. In innocence, we didn't know. But you know what? That doesn't change the curse. Innocence is not bliss. I mean, ignorance is not bliss. So when you do things out of ignorance and then you've invited these spirits in and then, you know, nobody knew about it, but it gets in your seed and in your seed and your seed for generations. An Antichrist spirit. There's even occupational oaths that will bring demons in. Religious oaths. You know, I thought one day, this is so, but what? Let's see, let me find that scripture. The Hippocratic Oath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's real crafty. I told Mike the other day, it's just like our government. You know, they will bring up something to be voted on, and the major thing that you're voting on might be something that you really want passed, but behind it, there's other little things that are very serious that if you vote this way, it's going to change all of this too. So when you're taking these oaths and everything, and they use, hey, I think that's a biblical word, you know, you're thinking this is a godly thing, this is a holy thing, and it's not, it's all demonic, and you're making an oath to demons, you're bringing curses on your family. There are certain oaths that have been taken that if they divulge the secrets, that all manner, blindness, choking, death, heart attacks, all kinds of stuff is brought down into the family line. Asthma, breathing problems. A lot of things are caused by oaths that we don't have any idea. It's idolatry. Look in Psalm 35:15. This is what happens when you get involved with idolatry. Psalm 135. And we're going to look at 15. The idols of the nations are, it's supposed to be heathen, I think. Yeah. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the works of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not, neither is there any breath in their mouth. They that make them are like unto them, so is every one that trusteth in them. So see, we have areas of idolatry that we don't see as idolatry. Our job can be an idol. Our wife or our husband can be an idol. Our grandchildren can be idols. Our very own children can become idols. I know people who idolize their cars. I mean, one little nick. Oh, my gosh. We got to take it in and have it repainted. I mean, they won't even come visit me on a rainy day because I live on a dirt road. My car will get dirty. Wow, get a horse. You can wash a car. But it's idolatry. And we don't think of these things as idolatry, but it is. And the thing about it is it says, so is everyone that trusts in them. When we start trusting in idols, like in the wilderness, when God released the viperous serpents because of all those complaining and rebellious people, he gave Moses this staff with a serpent on the top of it. And if they got bit, all they had to do was look on this serpent. Now, you know, they were kind of hugging close to this staff, which is the way we should be with Jesus. Because if they got bit 8 miles away, they weren't going to make it to look upon the staff. But later, much later, one of the kings had to destroy that staff because the people had begun to worship the stick. And we do the same thing. We will worship our paychecks and trust in our paychecks. And then those things become idols. And then when you need help, hey, those things, there's no breath in them. They don't hear you. They can't speak to you. They can't help you. And in idolatry, it brings in blindness and deafness. It can give you knee problems because you're bowing your knee. It can give you shoulder and arm problems because of the arm of the flesh. There's a lot of things that we have in our bodies. If they were in an occult, you have the Antichrist spirit there. Witchcraft. All of these things. I mean, every nationality has their area of witchcraft. The Native American Indians had their gods. The Chinese have theirs. The Irish have theirs. The Italians have theirs. The Scottish, the Germans, the Spaniards, Africans. They all have their gods, which is witchcraft. Rebellion. When they choose whatever their god is over the one true God, they're in rebellion. And rebellion is this witchcraft. And that answered a lot of questions when I used to say, Lord, these people over in India and Africa, and they're starving to death, and how can you not do anything? But when you read the Old Testament, they had the same choice you and I have. Worship God and this. Don't worship God, worship a false god, and this. Famine and sickness and, oh, well, I understand it now. Let me look at Hosea 4:6. It just says it so bluntly. My people, God's people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge because thou hast rejected knowledge. See, these people that don't want to hear about this stuff, they are rejecting knowledge. He says, I will also reject you, that you shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. That is serious. So we need to be worshiping God and get all this idolatry and other stuff out. And hey, God can tell you what your idol is. Just ask him. And then there are things that we've brought into our houses that have become a curse to us. Look at Deuteronomy 7:25-26. The carved images of their gods shall ye burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. Neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. Thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. So ask God if there's anything in your house that could be. There are items, trinkets, jewelry, plaques on your wall, little things sitting out in your flower beds that can attract demons, that can cause sickness, So ask the Lord, Lord, is there anything in my house that is offensive to you, that is allowing, giving demons a legal right to my family, to my home? And He'll show it to you. He'll show it to you. So see, these are all things that affect us that we may have no knowledge that they're affecting us. So we're going to deal with those right now. I'm going to lead you through several prayers. First of all, we want to make sure we're all on the same page. What I mean by that is that we're all have our Holy of Holies inhabited by the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no empty Holy of Holies in here, because you will be in a mess. So just repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe You died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead. You have redeemed me by Your blood, and I belong to You, and I want to live for You. I now confess all my sins, known and unknown. I am sorry for them all. I renounce them all. And I hope you really mean that. That means you're going to put them down and not pick them up again. I renounce them all. I forgive all others as I want You to forgive me. Forgive me now and cleanse me with Your blood. I thank You for the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses me now from all sin. And I come to You now as my deliverer. Lord, You know my special needs. The thing that binds, that torments, that defiles, that evil spirit, that unclean spirit. I claim the promise of Your word, that whosoever that calleth on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I call upon You now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce You and all Your works. I loose myself from You in the name of Jesus. And I command You to leave me now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, now I want us to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive my ancestors and descendants, and I ask You to forgive them and bless them. I bless them. Forgive me for my many sins. I now forgive myself for sins against my body. I break all curses, hexes, vexes, and demonic ties that bind. I break all soul ties caused by witchcraft or sexual sin. Lord Jesus, restore my fragmented mind, my fragmented soul, my will and my emotions. Send Your angels out to recover anything that was stolen from me. Lord Jesus, stir up the demons in my subconscious mind so that they can be identified and cast out. All these things we ask in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, Master, and Savior. We now take authority over Satan and all the forces of evil according to the whole Word of God, and command that You obey it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Okay, now, I am going to, the rest of it, I want y'all just to listen. I'm going to start taking authority over those generationally inherited spirits. And I don't want you to be saying, Jesus, 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 thank you, Jesus, President, because they're not going to pass that. Just be an open vessel. You can just take, you know, they come in and out on the breath, and I command the demons to file and come out quietly on the breath. I bind violent manifestations, and I bind making a show. I bind any spirit that wants to disrupt the meeting by putting on a show. So we just command all the spirits to come out quietly on the breath. So all you have to do is just take deep breaths and blow, like you're coughing it out. Cough or blow or whatever. But push the thing out. If you feel something, let it out. Cough it up. Spit it out. Don't swallow it down because you'll leave here with it. Let it out. Okay. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit and your ministering angels and your warring angels. Lord, I put a blood covering of protection over every person here. I put a blood covering of protection over myself. Lord, send those angels to assist in the deliverance in Jesus' name. Right now in the name of Jesus, I bind and break every generationally inherited demonic force that is operating in us. Every spirit that came down through the generational line. I come against the spirit of fear, the generationally inherited spirit of fear that came down through the bloodline. That spirit of megamisabib, that means terror on all sides. Just fear and worry and anxiety and torment. Not being able to sleep because of fear. I come against all fear from the mother's bloodline in Jesus' name. I break your power and command you to leave God's people. I break all generationally inherited spirits of fear from your father's side. In Jesus' name, I break and command that spirit of fear to go in Jesus' name. I come against the fear of man, fear of man, fear of success, fear of God, ungodly fear. All fear spirits, go. Fear of your husband, fear of success, fear of failure, fear of rejection, go in Jesus' name. All fear spirits, go in the name of Jesus. Every fear spirit that's holding us in bondage, I break your power and command you to go. Move in Jesus' name. All fear spirits, go in the name of Jesus. The fear of death. All fear spirits of death that the Word says hold us in bondage all our lifetime. Fear of death, I break your power and command you to go. All death spirits, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of cancer, every disease that is connected to death, I bind you right now and command you to go. All chronic illnesses, cancers, diabetes, all systemic sicknesses that will cause death. I bind you and break your power right now in the name of Jesus. You go. It is written that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and a sound mind. Now fear, go. And Lord, I just call on the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and a spirit of the sound mind. Take the place of that fear in Jesus' name. I come against vain imaginations, always imagining the worst. Always imagining the worst. The first thing you think about is bad stuff. In Jesus' name, I bind that spirit of vain imaginations. I come against the spirit of infirmity. All spirits of infirmity, go. It is written that with His stripes you are healed. It is written He took all our sickness and disease. Now, infirmity, go. I command you to go. I say loose them and let them go. All infirmity spirits, go. I bind and break every spirit of cancer. All cancer, whatever kind of cancer you have, whatever kind of cancer runs in your family, I break that spirit right now of cancer in Jesus' name. Diabetes and every other blood disease and disorder right now in the name of Jesus, I break your power and command you to go. All blood diseases, whatever yours is, I just break it right now in Jesus' name and command it to go. I loose you from blood disease. Mental disorders, all diseases of the mind and neurological system. I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. I bind every generationally inherited spirit of insanity, forgetfulness, Alzheimer's, every disease that attacks the mind. You go in Jesus' name. It is written, you have the mind of Christ. Now, I release the mind of Christ right now. I bless every one of us with the mind of Christ. I activate the mind of Christ that you received when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I come against all bone diseases. Go. I break your power. All bone diseases. All joint diseases. Everything having to do with the connection of the bones, tendons and muscles and everything that has to do with the bones, the marrow of the bone. I bind and break every bone disease in the name of Jesus, and I command you to be broken in Jesus' name. Every generationally inherited bone disease, I break your power and command you to go. I say, bodies be made whole in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ shed every drop of blood. He did not leave one disease untouched. Now just apply the shed blood of Jesus over everybody in this place right now, and I command your disease to go in Jesus' name. I come against all autoimmune diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, leukemia, all autoimmune diseases, AIDS, every autoimmune disease right now, I bind you and break your power. In the name of Jesus, you go. You leave God's people. I come against accident proneness. That's something that runs in family lines. Everybody gets broken bones and stitches and trips to the emergency room all the time, tripping and falling. I break every accident-prone spirit in the name of Jesus that came down through the family line from the mother and from the father in the name of Jesus. I come against all ancestor worship. You can't worship God or believe in things because you're worshiping granddaddy. You got to believe the way granddaddy believed or the way mother believed or the way daddy believed. I come against all ancestor worship, all spirits of idolatry of mother or daddy, all spirits of idolatry of grandparents, spirits of idolatry of the religion of your tradition in the name of Jesus. I come against traditions of the fathers in the name of Jesus. I break it right now. I bind it and break all traditions of the fathers in Jesus' name. Everything that you inherited that's ungodly from your father, I break it now and command it to go. And I break it off of your seed and your seed in Jesus' name. If you know you've been delivered from something, you can administer this to your children. After it's broken in you, break it in your children. You don't have to wait till they're adults and in misery to get rid of their demons. Do it. Do it in the womb. You can even speak to those spirits in the womb and command them to be broken. I come against all Native American Indian spirits, all Native American Indian spirits and traditions. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and break your power and command you to be broken off of this generation now in Jesus' name. All witchcraft spirits that came with Irish, the Scottish, the English, all witchcraft spirits, go in Jesus' name. Oriental spirits and traditions, I break your power in Jesus' name. Spirits from witchcraft from Africa, from India, from the islands, all island witchcraft spirits, I break your power in Jesus' name. All false religion and cult spirits, I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name and command you to go. I come against status spirits. Spirits of wealth, of poverty, of family names, pride in social standings, intellectualism, all educational pride and spirits that came from your accomplishments. In the name of Jesus, I bind them and I break them now in Jesus' name. All spirits of pride, arrogance, haughtiness, self-righteousness, ego, in the name of Jesus, I break them right now. In the name of Jesus, go. All spirits of anger, All spirit, generationally inherited spirits of anger, I break your power. All controlling spirits, manipulation, lying, plotting, pouting, temper tantrums, emotional blackmail, in the name of Jesus, I bind you and I break your power in Jesus' name. I command you to go now. You spirit of anger, rage, outburst, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of anger, I break your power in the name of Jesus. You go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I come against the bastard spirit. I come against the bastard spirit, the generationally inherited spirit of the bastard that came down through the family line. I break the spirit of the bastard in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. If I mention any of these spirits and you don't really know what they're all about, there's booklets, there's CDs, just look it up, bring it home and listen to it, and you'll get more deliverance. I come against the spirit of rejection from the womb. Rejection from the womb. All bastard spirits, that all the manifestations, always being tardy, gotta have attention, procrastination, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Deaf and dumb spirits, I break your power. All learning disabilities, in the name of Jesus, I bind you in Jesus' name. I come against deaf and dumb spirits. I come against the spirit of arrested development in Jesus' name. I come against the stupid spirit that came by using drugs. There is a stupid spirit in marijuana. I break the spirit of marijuana and every stupid spirit that came with it in Jesus' name. I come against mind control, drugs that involve mind control in Jesus' name. I break every mind-controlling drug spirit in the name of Jesus. You loose and go. Even the desire for it, that thing that they say you'll always desire it, that is a lie. The blood of Jesus can break that desire now in the name of Jesus. Insecurity, inferiority, go in the name of Jesus. Unloving spirit, that unloving spirit that comes with the bastard spirit and the abortion spirit, can't love like you want to, won't let you be loved. I break that unloving spirit in Jesus' name. All spirits of self-hatred, go. Self-hatred from rejection, go. Self-destructive behaviors, I break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against the ugly spirit that comes with the bastard spirit, the spirit of abortion. Won't let you be lovely. Won't let you be clean. In the name of Jesus, I break that unclean spirit in Jesus' name. That spirit, that lying spirit that tells you you're ugly, you don't deserve to live, you're not worthy enough, you'll never be worthy enough. Don't even try. Hopelessness, despair, grief, and sorrow, go in Jesus' name. Depression and oppression, go in Jesus' name. All suicide spirits, death spirits, I bind the generationally inherited spirit of death. You know, actually that came with the fall. The law of sin and death that came. Jesus became the curse to break that. We break the spirit of death in Jesus' name. I speak life in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of whoredom. All whoredom spirits and lust spirits and fornication and perverseness. All sexual spirits, all sexual deviation and all perverted sex acts and having sex with animals. And I command every animal spirit to be broken right now in Jesus' name that came down through nationalities, the spirit of the wolf, the spirit of the bear, the spirit of the dog, all animal spirits go in Jesus' name. I come against the abortion spirit, the spirit of abortion in Jesus' name. I bind you and I break your power. They are wanted. The Lord Jesus Christ wants every soul in this room. I bind that death spirit. I bind death wishes. I bind the spirit of murder and hatred, insanity, infertility, miscarriages, stillborn babies, death spirits, no wish to live, pining away, all anorexia nervosa, all those self-destructive cutting yourself and marring yourself, causing yourself pain so that you don't feel the pain. I bind all spirits of destructive spirits. Child abandonment. I come against the spirits of bondage to food, alcohol, tobacco, shopping, TV, all addictions, every spirit of bondage, go. Every false refuge, I tear down the altar that Satan has erected for your life in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of rebellion. Every spirit of rebellion, I bind you that came down the family line. All antichrist spirits. All witchcraft spirits, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I break right now every oath, every vow that was made, every dedication, every ceremony that was held when you, before even you were born, generations back, when oaths were made that Satan could have the seed for generations forever. I break every vow and every oath, every blood covenant that was made on your behalf, I break your power right now in the name of Jesus. I break that curse. I break it now. Witchcraft curses, occult curses, lodge vows and lodge oaths. Lord, we break every one of those, even if we don't know what our ancestors were in. You know the vows and the oaths that are affecting these people, and I break it right now by the authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Now I command any remaining grave clothes, you go. I just say, loose, and let them go. Loose. I tear off the grave clothes. I wind it off, the grave clothes. I pull off the grave clothes, everything having to do with death, in the name of Jesus. I pull off any remaining grave clothes in Jesus' name. Lord, I just ask you to send your Holy Spirit right now. Right now, Lord. Lift your hands. Lift your hands to the Lord. Holy Spirit, come and fill the vacant places. Come and fill the vacant places, Lord. I just ask you to allow your shed blood to flow over these bodies right now and heal every broken thing. Heal the broken hearts. Heal the wounded spirits. I speak healing to the broken heart and the wounded spirits. And, Lord, we just break every soul tie with any person that they've sinned with. We break the soul ties that came down generationally. We send their souls and spirits back to them, and we call back their souls and spirits to them, even that was done generations ago. Lord, I speak wholeness to their hearts, their souls, their bodies, their spirits, their minds, their emotions, in the name of Jesus. And I bless you with the spirit of adoption. I release the spirit of adoption that will break that bastard spirit, that antichrist spirit. Receive your sonship. Receive your daughtership in the name of Jesus. It is written you are accepted in the Beloved. I tear down every wall that's dividing you from God. In the name of Jesus, I tear it down. I command it to be broken in Jesus' name. And Lord, pour out your love right now. Pour out your love. Lord, let them experience your love in a way they've never known before in the name of Jesus. And I just speak peace. I speak peace to every person right now. I speak peace to your spirit, your mind. I speak peace to your bodies. In Jesus' name, be made whole. I release the ministry of reconciliation. Be reconciled to your Father now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I ask you to come and restore our glory. Restore our glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Cover us with your light and let us live and exhibit your love, your light, your glory in this earth. We thank you, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.